The Sfas Emes in this week's parasha talks about the bracha of Yitzon L'Cholakim Yitala Shemayim Mishmanei Ha'aretz, whereas by the bracha of that after Esav's complaint to Yitzchak, Yitzchak gives Esav a bracha, and he says Yitala Shemayim Yiyem HaShevecha, is not say this lashon of Yitzon L'Cho. So Rashi points out already that one difference is that over here it's conditional. Over there, it's a given. The Rashi over here points out the lashon of v'yitain l'cha. So, what is the vav? Rashi says yitain v'yachzor v'yitain. Rashi should give and give again and give again and give again. Whereas by Esav it says that he lives in such a place which has these things, so he gets mitala shemayim. He gets mitala shemayim. So what's the difference between these two ways of getting it? So he says it's a fascinating idea that the chacham, the tzaddik, is actually not interested in having it. He's more interested in getting it from Hashem. The world of Esav, that world where this Adam Hazeh is important and it plays a role, so the person is very interested in having the Adam Hazeh, having a fertile land, verdant, lush. He's taken care of, he's protected, he has what he needs. So he wants to have it already. The tzaddik b'davka wants the opposite. He wants that he doesn't have it, he feels the Kadosh Baruch Hu giving it to him again and again and again and again. That's quite a madrega. It's actually brought down an halacha. The Mishnah brings down that the person should not leave over food from day to day. He should allow the Russian will give him his food for the day that he needs. So one of my chaverim one time asked our Rosh Hashiva, Reb Chaim Stein, Zichro Lebracha, that we have freezers. So he said we have to recognize that it's not the trigger that we're holding on. And even if we think we're holding on it, our wives are practical enough, aren't holding on it. But understand that that's really because a person who lives like that, he's receiving from HaKadosh Baruch Hu on a daily basis. He's enjoying the matana. He's enjoying the interface. The Gemara says in Yuma that Rishim ben Yechoi asked his Talmidim, why didn't HaKadosh Baruch Hu give him one once a year? Every day they had to go out and collect the mon. Why was it once a year? So he said, they give different answers. He said, each one of the answers was given, he felt wasn't on target. He said, there once was a king, and they asked him, so what do you say? Once was a king who would give his children stipends. So once a year, the children would come and collect their stipend. He would never see the children, except for that one time a year. He changed the approach, and every day they got a daily allowance. So every day he met with them. So over here, if the person would receive the mon once a year, he says, so right before the mon comes, he would work on doing tshuva, making sure he deserves it, etc. But over here, every single day, what you get today is dependent on how well you're doing, etc. Each day the person is going to be nice and laid to do tshuva and present himself to the melech in the proper fashion. The person wants a relationship with us. The tzaddik understands that the purpose of the world is to have a relationship with it. So the Bereshit should give me what I need, and the next time I need more, he'll give me again. I'm not relying on the fact that I have it in my bank account or that I have the property. I'm relying on the fact that I have a rich father who takes care of me. So if that's how I approach the world, everything I get, I feel the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I feel the matana of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I feel him taking care of me. That's a very, very important uplifting, and it creates a mindset in the person of that the world is a safe place because there's somebody taking care of him. As opposed to the safety is built in my physical things, I'm secure for the future because I have, which that's not really security because something could happen to it. So the tzaddik wants the v'yitain l'cho v'yachzor v'yitain v'yitain v'yitain. The Russian will be constantly giving to him, as opposed to the Russian just wants the non-Jew or the Russia, the person who doesn't have this will of bitachon, not even a rush, if he doesn't have this world of bitachon, the person says, you know, maybe it's, I want to have it guaranteed. I'm living in such a place where I have it guaranteed. Then that's when they feel safe, and that's incorrect. Have a good Shabbos.